do to become a millionaire. I'll help you prepare your business so that 2020 is your best year ever. I'll key you in on when is the best time to hire new help, and I'll talk about why word-of-mouth advertising is so important to your business. It's Thursday, December 19th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we always check the weather. It's currently 21 degrees at 12:05. The forecast showing today will be sunny with a high of just 27 degrees, a low of 17. For tomorrow, it'll be sunny again with a high of 36 and a low of 17. Saturday, partly cloudy, a high of 36 and a low of 20. And for Sunday, it warms up just a little bit with a high of 46 degrees under mostly sunny skies and a low of 26. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow Jones Industrial is up 136.58 to 28,375.81. NASDAQ up 44.09 to 8,871.54. The S&P 500 is up 11.21 to 3,202.35. Oil is up 48 cents to $61.41 per barrel. Gold is up $1.60 to $1,480.20 an ounce. All right, well, it's time to get into the program. It is Thursday. It's a little after noon o'clock, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time to talk about issues affecting business large and small, both here in Flemington and on the national scene as well. We have listeners all over the country. So glad everyone could join us on this, what will be the last show of the year, because the chamber offices are closed for the next 2 weeks. This is kind of a recap, kind of a forecast, kind of a let's put it all in perspective kind of thing and make sure that we are ready for 2020. And when that comes around after we ring in the new year, are you ready for 2020? We'll get into that just a little bit later on. If you're listening to the program, chances are you are listening on a computer, a cell phone, or a tablet. We'd ask that you open up another website and go to Facebook and then search and find the program's page called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like and follow that page so that you can get updates midweek on anything happening that may affect business and may affect you as a business owner or someone who works in a business, so that when we get together here at the program, we're ready to, you know what we're ready to talk about. Normally at this time, I have the business quote of the week. Today I found something called the 7 Rules of Life, and we're going to call this the business quote of the week, even though there's 7 of them, or 7 Rules of Life. It's brought to you every week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. So here are the 7 Rules of Life, and just as we do with the business quote of the week, I'm going to ask you to think about yourself, your business, and how these terms or these rules may apply in how you run your business every day. The first rule is let it go. Never ruin a good day by thinking about a bad yesterday. Love that one. You know, you can't, every day when you come into the office, you should be coming in fresh, ready to go, forget about the mistakes of the past and move on and let it go. That number one rule is really apropos for getting in the right mindset. Never ruin a good day by thinking about a bad yesterday. Number two, ignore them. Don't listen to other people. Live a life that's empowering to you. And if you've ever been in business or in just about anything, a lot of times we rely so much on what other people think. And we think so much about what other people think that it actually stifles us. It prevents us from being our true self. And never forget great advice I got from a gentleman named Mark Mills. He was a broadcasting professor when I went to college. And after 2 weeks on the air, people started coming to me in the hallway, in the cafeteria, in the dorms, saying, you know, Mark wants to talk to you. Mark wants to talk to you. So I've only been on campus for 2 weeks. I've done about 5 or 6 radio shows. I've had him in class for a couple of different broadcasting classes, and he sits me down in his office and he says, "Son, what do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I want to be a broadcaster. I want to work in radio or television," and I have. And he goes, "I don't think this is the right program for you." He goes, "Plain and simple, you suck." And I was devastated because, you know, here I've just driven 400 miles away from home. It's the first time I'm spending any time away from home. And the professor, who is supposed to be teaching me how to do this, tells me I'm horrible at it. And he plays me some air checks and he says, "Listen to yourself." And as I listened, I was very robotic. It was just, you know, that was this is type DJ. You know, that was the Eagles. This is Linda Ronstadt. You know, it's 75 degrees. I was horrible. Admittedly, I was horrible. And over the course of the next few weeks, what he told me was, he asked me, "Why did I sound like that?" And I said, "Well, I'm so nervous about what people think every time I turn on that microphone." He goes, "Let me give you some advice that will apply to you in radio and in life." And he pointed his crooked little finger at me and he said, "Every time you turn on that microphone, just don't give a shit what anybody says." And he goes, "And in life, same thing applies." And so many times we do get wrapped up that rule number two, ignore them, is very applicable. Don't listen to other people. Live a life that's empowering to you. If somebody, your friends, your colleagues, your bosses are keep pushing you down, push back and be yourself. Number three, give it time. Time heals everything. Number four, don't compare. The only person you should try to beat is the person that you were yesterday. But so many of us try to compare ourselves to others. They compare themselves to friends. "Oh, they have 2 houses. They have 3 houses. They have 4 cars. Who cares? Just be you. The only person you should try to beat is the person you were yesterday, meaning you always want to try to get better. That's how we end the show every week. Number five, stay calm. It's okay not to have everything figured out. Know that in time, you'll get there. Truer words have never been spoken. Just stay calm. Wait for the results. Do your work, and let's see where it all plays out. Number six, it's on you. Only you are in charge of your happiness. And I really liked that one. You have to find what's going to make you happy in your work, in your personal life, everywhere. What makes you happy? And then go pursue that. And number seven, smile. Life is short. Enjoy it while you have it. So I really liked those 7 rules, and I want you to think of all of them again. Let it go. Ignore them. Give it time. Don't compare. Stay calm. It's on you. And smile. And see if you can apply that into both your personal and professional lives to make your day a little better and make your life a little better. All right. It's currently about 12:10. And so obviously the big news of the week is that President Trump was impeached last night by Congress, with the vote being taken that he is the 3rd president in history to be impeached, 4th president in history to be impeached. And it's, to me, it's a sad time in our country when we go this route. I think a censure might have been a little more appropriate at this time. And I'm not going to get into a whole Republican-Democrat argument over this. It's more what's best for the country. We've been living this nightmare for months, ever since July, and now it's going to have a very predictable end. There's going to be a Senate trial in January, and when that happens, more charades, and then finally when a vote is taken, because it's a Republican-led Senate, although the impeachment will stand, President Trump will not be ousted. He will still be the president. And a lot of people are saying that because we've already gone through all this process, it's actually strengthening his base, and he could win again in 2020. Tonight, there's a presidential debate on the Democratic side. 7 candidates will take the stage. I'm sure that impeachment will be an overriding theme in tonight's debates. But again, no real front runner yet, as far as I can see, on the Democratic side. I think there's too much infighting. There's not a strong enough candidate yet that's coming forward with solid, concrete plans on how they're going to improve the country, the economy, and everything else. And frankly, nobody's been talking about anything except impeachment and Ukraine and everything else across the board, Republican, Democrat, or Independent, to know what anybody's thinking. This is probably one of the worst Congresses we've ever had simply because nothing's getting done. And we also face a governmental shutdown next week if we don't fix some spending bills. So a lot going on in D.C., none of it very good. And, you know, looking forward to the new year as far as hopefully we can start gaining traction, gaining momentum. Now, there's a lot of people who have contacted me and said, boy, you know, if I only had $1 million, I would, you know, be able to do this, this, this. And a lot of people this week with Mega Millions up to $340 million or something that was won by a person in Ohio, people saying, boy, what I would do with that money, I'd start a foundation, I'd pay off bills, I'd take care of my family. But there is a simple mathematical formula to get you to $1 million per year. And you can listen to this, you can write it down, but see if there isn't a way that you can possibly incorporate this into your business and into your mentality. And this comes to us from Grant Cardone, one of the leading sales gurus in the country. So 10 ways to make $1 million a year. The first would be if you made $2,700, $740 per day for 365 days, that would equal $1 million. If you made $114 per hour every hour of the year, that's $1 million. If 5,000 people purchase $200 worth of your product or service, $1 million. 2,000 people buying $500 of your product or service, $1 million. 10,000 people buying $100, 1,000 people buying $1,000, 5,000 people times $17 per month, 2,000 people spending $42 a month, 1,000 people spending $83 a month, or $1 million in one deal. It doesn't matter what you want to do, and we're going to talk about goals in a couple of minutes after the break, but are you looking at your numbers in the same way? Are you looking at your daily sales, weekly sales, monthly sales, much the same way that this grid is laid out to show what you need to do per day to get to a certain level or break-even point? Do you even know your break-even point? You know, what you need to make per month to make payroll, to pay bills, utilities, things like that, the fixed cost. Do you know what that number is in order for your business to be running, and then multiply that by 12, this is what you need to make per year. Have you broken it down to what you need to sell per day, per week, per month, per quarter to stay on track, and then hopefully add sales to that to grow? So when we come back, we're going to start going over a year in review, what we should have been doing, what we could have been doing, and then laying the groundwork because we have, I believe, 12 days before January 1st. Let's get our goals set so that we can move forward and make 2020 the best year we possibly can. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Bye. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
This is Stephen Graham, and you're listening to Taking Care of Business with Jim Cano on Hunterdon ChamberRadio.com.
And our thanks to Stephen Graham for that promo. We really appreciate him taking the time when he came out to talk to everybody about leadership a couple of weeks ago and do the promo for the show and for the station. So glad that he could be a part of the program every week. So, and if you get a chance, read his book on leadership. It's to me, fascinating. I was reading it the last 2 weeks when I was in Aruba. I'm just about done. And it's an interesting read as far as, you know, the concept of you can't lead until you learn how to lead yourself. Very interesting read. So let's talk about goals. Let's talk about the year that's just passed and what's coming up in 2020. One of the things that I think we all do, and I think that we all suffer from this, is we start strong and then it wanes. It's hard to keep that foot on the accelerator 365 days a year. So every year, the first show of the year, I dedicate to setting goals. And I'll ask you to do the same thing with me this year, where you set your goals for 2020. And what I'm trying to get you to do, this is your homework assignment for the next 2 weeks. What I'm trying to get you to do is start thinking, get your mind in the right place so that you know what your roadmap is, what your plan for success is for 2020. Again, your goals have to be strategic. They have to be measurable. They have to be accurate, you know, and they have to be with a timestamp on them. You can't just say, I want to grow my business. What does that mean? You know, I want to grow my business by 10%, by 20%. That's measurable. I want to grow my business by $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, pick a number. Now you have a goal that you're striving for, and then, of course, you have to put in the plan to make it happen. So that's the homework that I want you to do over the next 2 weeks. A lot of companies shut down for a week. Take out a notepad, take an hour a day, and then just start thinking. And your goals can be both business-related and personal-related. So there's some people who have told me a bunch of times, I want to get my CPA. Okay. Yeah, you know you got to go to school to do that. Sign up for the courses. Go do it. Or I want to get a certain certification. I want to buy a certain piece of equipment. Well, how much does it cost? Are you going to take out a loan? Are you going to, can you personally pay for that right now? Do you have to save a certain percentage every month in order to get to the point where you can then afford that equipment? So write all your goals down, and then I want you to start thinking about a plan. How are you going to achieve that? So let's say you wanted to grow by 10% next year. Well, obviously you have to know what your sales are this year. What is 10% equal? And what is that? What would you have to do to make that happen? Are you going to rely solely on people walking through the door? Are you going to increase your marketing campaigns? Are you going to go after targeted, you know, customers, people or clients that you know buy your type of product? So what's your plan to get to that 10% figure? If you want to grow by $100,000, you know, and that may be 10% or it may be even more, what does that mean as far as what is your average sale and how many new average sales do you have to make? And if we talked about how to make $1 million a year and had all those different breakouts of, you know, if 5,000 people bought $200 worth of product and 2,000 people bought $500 worth of product, now, how can that translate into you making that extra $100,000? The third aspect of this is a marketing plan. And this is where many businesses fail miserably. And you can raise your hand if it's you. I can't see your hands, but I want you to acknowledge it yourself. And that is, you don't really have a marketing plan. Every now and then you advertise when you feel you need to increase sales, but you don't have a plan. In 2020, we know, and the best form of advertising, if you're going to do a planned approach, would be seasonal. Spring sales, summer sales, fall sales, winter sales. Are you having a sale for New Year's Day, like car dealerships might? Would you have a President's Day, a Martin Luther King Day sale, Valentine's Day sale, President's Day sale, St. Patrick's Day sale? Whatever the case may be, are you planning for that? Is there a call for you to have sales or promotions seasonally that would bring more people to your business? Then how are you going to promote that? Social media is obviously a great way to promote any activities in your business. But don't forget the traditional forms of advertising. Print, radio, television, billboards, you name it, mailers. There's a number of ways that you can do this. So I want you to also sit down over the break and think about your marketing for 2020, particularly the first 90 to 180 days. Ultimately, the first 90. What is the first promotion you want to take care of so that your customers will keep coming back or new customers will find you? The three W's: who you are, where you are, what you do, are key in any marketing plan, as well as, and perhaps most important, a call to action. So it's not enough to say we're 10% off if you buy on Martin Luther King Day. That's not enough. What's your call to action? And you could say that to receive 10% would be your call to action. But you have to have something that's going to make them want to come in. And it may be bring this coupon into the store, receive 20% off, whatever the case may be. Make sure there's a reason why they would take that action. Years ago, I read a study that showed, I think it was Procter & Gamble, printed over $1 billion worth. If everybody collected or traded them in, they printed over, I think it was $1.5 billion in coupons for Sunday newspapers. Less than a fraction of 1% of those coupons were ever collected at the cash register. So while they can say we put Crest on sale, we put Colgate toothpaste on sale, that's all wonderful. But if nobody's cashing in and using those coupons, who wins? They do. They've still created that front of mind presence with you, but you didn't use the coupon. The other thing I want you to do, two steps. Look at every facet of your business. And I want you to look and say, how can we do this better? How can we do it more efficiently, with fewer steps, and save more money? And so that's called process improvement. I want you to look at all the steps in your business and see where you can eliminate a step or move a step into a different part of the rotation to make things smooth. I went into a business a couple weeks ago, and when they walked me through how they receive product to shipping the product out at the end, all of the steps and all of the places that the product had to move to just didn't make any sense the way they had the workflow set up. Had they started it like the receiving area and then just worked their way through the room and got back to the shipping and receiving area, it would have been a much better flow. But all the movement of product, which resulted in damage, which resulted in inventory being lost or misplaced, which resulted in time, and time truly is money in business, was costing them a ton of money. And so when I drew out on a piece of paper a different, flow plan, the light bulb started going off, and yet they didn't see it. Now, another thing I want you to do is talk to your employees. A lot of times, particularly in any manufacturing or just about any business, you'll find that your employees are probably one of your most underutilized resources in your business. They're in the trenches every day. They're doing the work. How can they – do they have any suggestions on how the process could be made better, quicker, less expensively? Very often you'll find it. Some of them may have some tricks that they're already using they just haven't told you about that you can incorporate into your process improvement. And then look at people improvement. Do you have the best people on staff doing the job? Years ago, I remember, I believe it was the Novartis CEO, Dan Vasella, who had a town hall with about 80,000 people via video conference. And he was upset because a recent merger just wasn't going as smoothly as they wanted. And after two or three years and still not everybody getting on board with the merger, he finally told in the video conference, he looked right into the television or into the camera and said, managers, supervisors, directors, look through your departments. And if you have any dead wood in your departments, get rid of them. So the question is, do you have any dead wood in your company that could be replaced and that could, you know, ultimately lead to more productivity? So look at process improvement, look at people improvement. I'm not saying just fire everybody. You've got to analyze everybody in their positions and how well they're contributing, but at least let them know that you're watching and you're not going to accept, you know, poor performance anymore. And if it is poor performance, you've got to do them and you a favor and let them go. I'm going to come back after the break with a topic that I really like. It's a short little story, but it's one that shows that sometimes you have to think a little out of the box in order to be successful. And we're going to talk about how urgency is key. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding her weekly news availability with reporters on Capitol Hill and calling yesterday's impeachment of President Trump a solemn and necessary action. She also says,
seems like people have a spring in their step because the president was held accountable for his reckless behavior. No one is above the law, and the Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
At the same time, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is condemning the Democratic-led House for passing the articles, McConnell calling impeachment a rushed process that was fueled by partisan rage. Seven Democratic presidential candidates will take the debate stage in L.A. tonight. It's going to start at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, sponsored by Politico and PBS, and carried live on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime for help.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program for going on 8.5 years now. So glad you could join me every week as we talk about my favorite subject, and that's business and how to make your business better. And again, just happy to be a part of this and glad that people get something out of it. So and I do appreciate every time I get an email or a phone call or a text message from folks, you know, either complimenting me on the show or with topic ideas that they want to go through. How can you finish this year strong? Now, we're only talking, we've got 12 days left. But is there a way for you to kind of push yourself over the finish line, achieve certain goals, or maybe pad your commission check simply by doing something that a lot of other people don't or won't? Now, at this time of the year, a lot of people are shutting it down. They know that, hey, you know, Christmas is right around the corner. It's next week. Maybe the office is closed because it falls on a Wednesday. So it's either closed for the whole week or the first half of the week or the second half, whatever. A lot of people are shutting down. They're thinking of the holiday Christmas parties they have to go to. They're thinking of the presents they have to buy. They have to run out at lunchtime to go to the mall or something like that. But is there a way that you can finish the year strong? Well, urgency is the key. you can dominate the final 2 weeks of the year because while everybody else is pulling back, you're pushing the accelerator pedal down further. So I want you to think about leaning in and putting in the extra work exponentially to grab market share. And there's three simple ways to do it so that you can try to hit whatever targets you may have set for yourself earlier in the year. You may do one of these three things, and it could land you an account or a sale that you previously thought was lost. The first of the three ways to hit your target would be call anybody that you sent a written proposal letter to earlier this year but didn't convert at that time. Call anybody that you gave a demo to earlier in the year but didn't give a proposal. Call anybody that was a lead earlier this year that never really got very far. Have them thinking about you towards the end. A lot of companies have budgets where if they don't spend the money, they lose the money. A simple phone call from you right now could convert into a last-minute sale that gets on the 2019 books, even if it isn't paid till 2020, but it may be the way that you convert that into a sale. The point is to go back to every single person you pitched over the course of the year and look to push everything you can over the finish line. It's not going to happen all the time, but it does do something else. You've made contact with them at the end of the year, and they're thinking about you in the beginning of the year when new budgets come online. You can forget about your cold prospects for now. Just revisit the warm leads, the people who already know you. The second step would be to go back to people that you're already doing business with and reconnect and recontract or upsell them. See how you can bring them more value than they're already getting. Simple thank you. Want to wish you happy holidays. Is there anything else we can do for you? You never know. There could be a file sitting on their desk that they'll say, I'll get to in January, that they can now get to today because you make that phone call. Don't forget to thank your customers any way you can. Whether it's I've received a ton of things. A woman came in today with chocolate chip cookies. Another company sent me a box from the fudge shop. Another one sent me I don't know where it was from, but it looked delicious. But it was all kinds of goodies and treats, chocolates and things like that. They appreciate my business, and I appreciate the fact that they remember me. And a lot of times, because some of these vendors, you know, they've because of the treat that I just got, they'll be getting, you know, more orders from me in the future. So again, a simple thank you. Is there anything you need by the end of the year? Is there anything you're going to need in the first quarter that I should start looking at now? Simple question. They may just give you a brush off and say, we're pretty good right now. We're really not thinking about next year yet. Reach out to me in January. And then put it on your calendar and do it. And then third, repackage your offer to people that might grab it up in a new way. Now, if you've packaged your products or services the same way all year, but it's not resulting in sales, think about repackaging, reproducing it, so that it, if you reduce or expand your offer to make it more appealing. And this gives you more inventory and more potential to meet someone's needs. Pick up the phone and do what others aren't doing or won't do between now and December 31st, and hopefully that will pay off in additional revenue for you. Now, as I mentioned before the break, an out-of-the-box solution story. I love this story when I read it because it made me think about how many times are you – what are you willing to do in order to convert a sale? And what do you need to do sometimes in order to package yourself to meet the needs of the buyer? So here's an inspiring story. It's an out-of-the-box thinking type solution. Now, luxury brand designer Kenneth Cole was an enthusiastic 28-year-old in 1982. After being fascinated with the design process at his father's shoe factory, he opted for crafting shoes over law school. Cole's eureka moment came while trying to solve the problem of acquiring customers in New York City. Those days, the only way of addressing customers for designer shoes was to have a boutique around a big hotel like the Hilton or to have a shop in the hotel itself. Given his budget, both options were not viable. Kenneth Cole thought of using a trailer as a makeshift boutique. He called the mayor to check about the parking permission, and he was nearly laughed off. The mayor told him that such permission was possible only in two conditions: for a utility company servicing the city, or for a movie production company for film shooting. Not one to be dissuaded, the next day Cole changed the name of his company to Kenneth Cole Productions Incorporated and applied for a permit to shoot a movie. The film was called The Birth of a Shoe Company. He hired a 40-foot trailer, with the equipment, director, and models for the shoot. And over the next 2.5 days, he sold over 40,000 pairs of shoes. To this day, his company continues to be called Kenneth Cole Productions. The lesson is, when you hit a wall, think differently. Be a problem solver. Climb over that wall, blast through the wall, or walk around it. But I love the fact that he, with just a little ingenuity, he was able to solve his problem and convert that into 40,000 units sold. Love that story, and it's inspiring to me because sometimes you have to think on your feet and make these quick decisions. Are you thinking like that? Are you creative like that? Are you able to make those decisions and meet the needs, as it were? All right, now, this is a subject I've talked about a lot. Just read an article the other day in a trade magazine that reemphasized it to me one more time. And when I talked about earlier in the program about your goals for 2020 and how are you going to grow your business, there's one way, one very inexpensive way that you can do it. And you already have the people in place to make it happen. Tell me more, Jim. Tell me more. All right, here we go. You have customers. They are, if they're satisfied with you, they are your army. They are your boots on the ground. How can we leverage that relationship to benefit you? Very simple. Word of mouth advertising. Now, every once in a while during a conversation, something that really makes you think will be said. One day I was talking with one of our customers, and he told me he was amazingly busy, pretty much running to capacity. And he continued on in saying that the only advertising he has done is word of mouth. Satisfied customers tell other potential customers about him. And when those that have received recommendations come to him, he provides such great service and product that they don't want to go anywhere else. The new customer then turns into a satisfied customer, and in turn, they tell other people about him and his business. And the cycle turns into a snowball effect. So this got me thinking. Most business owners would probably kill to achieve that sort of customer recognition. For many business owners, word of mouth is the holy grail of ways to bring in business. On the surface, it doesn't cost anything. There are no magazine ads to design, no flyers to print, no product displays to create or hang on the wall. Word of mouth means you don't worry about hits on a website, landing pages for banner ads, or needing to maintain social media accounts. All you do is provide a product and service that is so inspiring that your customers are compelled to talk about your business. What could be easier? Sadly, pretty much anything. I love it when a customer, we're going through this right now with a customer. She came in with a travel mug, and they had been engraved with teachers' names on it. And all that. Well, one of them was wrong. And she said, she came in very near tears, breathing very fast because she was so anxious about what was going on. And she goes, can you engrave this? I said, yeah. I said, I don't have that particular mug, but once you get me a mug, I can do it. She goes, I ordered on Amazon Prime. It'll be here Friday. If I bring it to you, could you do it right away? I said, we'll do it right away. And you just saw the stress level go down. This is a lady that I'm going to want out in the world telling everybody what great service she got at Crown Trophy of Flemington. This is a lady that I'm going to want out there saying how we went above and beyond. We could shut down for Christmas and do nothing and just put our feet up on the desk, but we're helping her out. She's going to become a true word-of-mouth brand supporter for us. Now we just have to get her out there talking about us, telling their story, posting it on Facebook so that other people see that they'll get great service there as well. Now, like the marketing and social media gurus who say they can make your video go viral, there are those out there who will tell you a lot of tips and tricks for generating buzz or making your company grow. And it's tempting to think that there is an easy way to generate positive word of mouth, but that isn't really the case. If you want people to talk about your company for the right reasons, you have to do a lot of things right. It's an ongoing process, one that may take years to provide full benefit, and it can easily be destroyed by the surly counterperson who provides a bad experience or the production employee who doesn't pay attention when finishing a project. If you're looking to generate word of mouth for your business, you first need to understand that you can't force anyone to talk about you. People generally will talk about something for one of two reasons. Either they're amazed and astonished by the experience they just had, or something about the experience has made them annoyed and angry. Obviously, most business owners are shooting for amazed and astonished, but end up missing the score, scoring a bullseye, and end up angry and annoyed. You don't want people talking about you for the wrong reasons, so you need to make sure your customer service and production processes are at their best. As a business owner, you don't necessarily have to hover, but always be listening to how your staff is talking with customers on the phone, in your showroom, in the workplace. How are they talking with each other? Making sure that there is always that positive vibe going on. Another thing to keep in mind when working in general or to generate word of mouth for your business is the fact that you can't force people to talk about you positively, but you can ask them, okay? So it might be as simple as a short sentence at the end of an invoice. If you like our work, please tell your friends. You could simply ask current customers for referrals to new customers, which can be as easy as, do you know anyone else who could use our services? You might also consider offering a discount or a rebate to those who recommend you to others. If you deliver an amazing and delightful experience, there's nothing wrong with asking people to talk about it. Finally, you need to remember that generating positive word of mouth is a marathon, not a sprint. It isn't about providing a great product and a stellar experience one time. It's about providing a great product and a stellar experience time and time again. Yes, one good experience may make a customer talk about you positively, but consistency is the key to generating the kind of recommendations and buzz that keep your shop humming for years. Earl Nightingale said it best when he said, the greatest form of advertising is a satisfied customer with a big mouth. No truer words have been spoken. And I have probably 10 customers I know who go out of their way every day to tell people about our business. I have one gentleman who has, in his industry, which is a very niche industry, has basically created a place where other companies are now coming to us to provide the same services that we provide to him. Very niche. I never thought I'd be working for these types of people. And yet, you know, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, I probably would have never even thought to market to them. I did one job for him. He loved it. I've done several jobs since. And now he's out telling all of his competitors, you need the same product I need. You need to go to Jim Gano at Crown Trophy of Flemington to get it. And they're coming from all over the state, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, you name it, they're coming. So we're glad to help them as well. And we're starting to find the second wave. We do a good job for them. They're telling their competitors, and they're coming to us as well. So it's a good thing all the way around. But again, don't dismiss word-of-mouth advertising. As you develop relationships with your customers, you're going to find that it becomes easier and easier to talk to them. They're going to ask you, how's business? Great. Business is great. But, you know, we could always use more customers. If you know of anybody who can use our service, please let them, you know about us. Give them our card. I have people who will come in and take 20 or 30 business cards at a time because they're going to a meeting or a trade show and they want to hand them out. Love that. You know, that's really helping us in the long run as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about what, or rather when, is the best time to hire help in your business, especially if you look towards 2020. If you feel like you need additional help to meet the demand, well, I'll talk to you about how and why is the best time to help or to hire help for your business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter in provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time to talk about my favorite subject, and that's business. So one of the things that every business owner faces at some point in time is when to hire or why to hire and when is the right time. And this next story is going to walk you through that a little bit and make sure that we're all on the same page as far as when is the best time to hire help. And it's not necessarily based on the calendar as much as it is the need. So if you've ever said to yourself, I'm running out of time in my business and I can't do it all by myself anymore, I need someone to help me with my work, but where do I begin and when should I hire somebody? Pay attention. Now, deciding when it's time to take on employees can be a tough decision. So before you decide to hire somebody, you need to look at your business to see if you're ready for this huge step. And ask these four questions first. Do I have a system for scheduling and logging in so that I can easily keep track of all of my jobs and know when every one of them is due? Do I have written instructions for every step or process in my business, and are they set up efficiently? Is my accounting system set up correctly so that it only takes me a couple of minutes to create an invoice and I know that it is going into the right accounts? Do I have my sales tools in place so that it does not take away from my production time? Now, if you can't answer yes to all of those questions, you're not ready to hire somebody to help you. If you hire somebody before you have all of this in place, you'll not get the most for your money. You'll be spending many long hours training someone and then fixing mistakes because you haven't had the time to prepare them properly and keep up with your own work at the same time. The first thing you need to hire is someone to help you with your accounting. If set up right, this can be a part-time position for somebody. The next person to hire is someone to do the finishing of your work, and that is once an order comes in, they're going to do the process and then get ready to ship. This is someone that can pay attention to detail and is good with their hands. This person can then be moved into actual production when the time is right. Don't hire somebody to do customer service for you. And I've seen many businesses make this mistake thinking that they can do production part better and faster, and someone else can take care of the customers. I have said this a million times. You are the face of your business, and you need to stay the face of it. If suddenly you disappear and you're just the man behind the green curtain, that's a dangerous thing. You make sure that you're giving the customer service, that you're meeting with the customers at some point, at least in the process. After you've answered yes to the first set of questions and have everything in place, the next step is determine whether you have enough work to justify hiring an employee. And these two questions will help you make that decision. So do you have so much work that you can't get it all done within the time frame that you've promised to your customers? Are the simple tasks that you're currently doing bringing in the amount of money that you need? Or are you wasting your time when you could be paying someone else a lower wage per hour? Now, if you're answering yes to those questions, then it's time to hire somebody to help you. Adding someone to your payroll is a big step, and if not done correctly, you can waste your money. Remember, finding the right person will help you grow your business quickly. Another word of caution on that, well, it was in the story, but I want to also make sure that you understand it. Getting your sales process down, getting your production every task in your store should be written down somewhere in some form of a manual that you can easily hand to somebody and say, page 14, this is how we open in the morning. From unlocking the door, turning on the open sign, turning on the lights, watering the plants, whatever you do to open your business, there should be a written step-by-step procedure for it. And at times, that needs to be reevaluated to make sure that it's the most efficient process possible. So make sure that you're taking the time to get that down so that if there's a question in your absence, they have somewhere else that they can go to find the answers. All right, I want to talk about mastering social marketing quickly and effectively. We're getting up on the hour, and I want you thinking about marketing over the break so that when you come back in 2020, you're ready to go. Now, the internet is making meaningful and paradigm-shifting inroads into the way we live our lives. Did you know that in the last 3 years, 1 in 6 marriages were the culmination of a relationship started online? 4 out of every 5 corporations in America are now leveraging social media to help expand their client base and build relationships with customers, writes Sujan Patel, the author of 100 Days of Growth. As a small business owner, what do you need to know to make social media work for your business? What do you need to do? Here's a crash course in social media marketing. First, learn your social media management software. Software will make managing your social media accounts easier and faster and better, frankly. There's a bunch of good options out there to choose from, and many of them are intuitive enough that you can learn them in a day and start using them. My favorite is Hootsuite and Buffer are good beginner apps that cover the vast majority of social accounts and are easy to navigate, while tools like Narrow.io and Twibble serve more specific functions. Which tools you choose should be dictated by your business's social media needs and your level of tech know-how. At first, you'll use your social media management software just to schedule posts on your different social channels, and you'll use them to see who is mentioning you or tweeting at you. You'll use them to see who is complaining about you and use them to answer those complaints. Social media management software is getting better and adding new functions all the time, and as you become a social media master, you'll continue to learn how to use this kind of software better. You're also going to want to think about automating this process. You have better things to do than execute the same repetitive tasks over and over again. When it comes to social media marketing, automation is everything. You can have new content on your website automatically tweeted out with a link. You make it so that you can automatically mention other users in your messages, and you can have automatic messages that reply to direct messages. You can automatically post links from another expert's website. Maybe most important to a small business owner short on time, you can make it so that posts that publish on Facebook or any other platform automatically publish on your LinkedIn page, on your Twitter account, or whatever other network you're using. The bottom line is this. The more you automate, the more time you have to manage other aspects of your business or create great content for your post. Simply put, it's a must-do for active business owners. Automation is great, but it can also be a pitfall. You still need to authentically participate and engage with people. You still need to be human with the people you are connected to via social media. Automate, certainly, but also make sure that you are flexible enough to respond to the changing needs of your clients and the evolving relationships that you're creating. And know your numbers. Is your social media effort paying off? Are more people engaging with you? What kind of messages does your audience respond to best? You'll need analytics to figure this out, and you'll need an analytics tool that you can use and easily understand. One great example for Twitter users is the Archivist. This tool allows you to track hashtag campaigns, capture tweets during a conference or sports event, or analyze who you've been mentioned by and how they found you. Using analytical tools like these to track how many followers you've gained and lost each week, which tags are working and why, and what your followers are most interested in within each network is invaluable. Being able to understand your Google Analytics is important. So spend some time there. Do some experiments. And if you find that the way of information displayed in Google Analytics isn't straightforward enough, maybe you should invest in a tool like ChartBeat. Another thing you're going to want to do is get followers. Run weekly contests, have a live Twitter debate using your own custom hashtag, or post the best picture from your top followers on your Instagram and Facebook feed each day for the digital world to see. Don't just put up posts to try to grab the attention of others. Make it interactive and fun. And then do some good. People want to feel good by doing good. And if your brand can offer that, like Tom's Shoes does, it's a great way to connect with people online. People will want to share something they've done that is charitable in a way that it might not want to share something they've done just for themselves. And then all along, try to reinvent. No one can really tell what your network will respond to. You have to try things, different content, different media, and see what your audience likes and dislikes, and then use that. And that can change again, and you'll have to refocus one more time. Maybe your audience isn't really into beautiful imagery, or maybe they are really into how-to information. You're not going to know this until you try. Now, no one article or story can truly make you a master of social media marketing on its own. Your audience will tell you how to work your campaigns. All you have to do is listen. But, and number one is, you've got to be on social media. You can't think about it. You can't say, I don't understand it. I don't know it. I have so many people that tell me they don't know, they don't understand social media, and that's why they don't use it. And that bus is just passing you by. In sports, in the NFL, the Giants play the Redskins Sunday at 1 p.m. The Eagles will play the Cowboys at 4:25, and the Jets take on the Steelers also at 1 o'clock. In NCAA men's basketball, Kansas leads the AP Top 25. followed by Gonzaga, Louisville, Duke, and Ohio State. Kentucky, Maryland, Oregon, Virginia, and Baylor round out the top 10. The NHL and NBA seasons are underway. We'll have more updates on them as we get closer to the playoffs and the midseason break. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today. And I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe it can help you in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for an upcoming program, topic, or guest, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. For more information about me and my businesses, visit www.jimganeau.com. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy Kwanzaa, everybody. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. Working up.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump.
House Democrats have conducted the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history.
Opening the Senate, McConnell said the impeachment was fueled by partisan rage. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing new actions against Iranian leaders over human rights abuses.
And to show that we mean what we say today, I'm announcing several new actions in support of the Iranian people. First, I have redesignated Iran as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act.
Pompeo, speaking at the State Department, says the U.S. Treasury will impose sanctions on two judges who have imposed harsh sentences on Iranian citizens. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The latest Democratic presidential debate happens tonight. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Seven Democratic White House hopefuls will take the debate stage in Los Angeles tonight. The debate being hosted by the PBS NewsHour and Politico. It will also air live on CNN. It will be starting at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Police in New Jersey are praising a quick-thinking 4-year-old girl who they say saved her mother's life by calling 911. 4-year-old Isla Glasser called 911 to report that her mom had fallen down.
911, what is the emergency?
My mom has fallen down and she can't talk.
Are her eyes open?
No.
Where in the house are you?
I don't know.
Are you in the kitchen, in the bedroom, in the TV room?
I'm in the kitchen.
Isla's mom, Haley Glasser, was unconscious on the floor. She is now recovering at home after being treated at a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Forecasters are looking ahead to next week's Christmas holiday and deciding whether many Americans will be waking up with a blanket of snow Christmas morning. In order to reach the qualification for an official white Christmas, a standard set by the National Weather Service, the town must have at least 1 inch of snow on the ground at some point on Christmas morning. As it's looking right now, folks in the northern